Mashkin litomi. If you have a suffix, and let's say a talmudic person, a person that's a zav, he have a suffix if he touched his glass of water or not. There's water in the glass. If the zav touches it, the water's tummy. If the zav didn't touch it, it's tor. You have a suffix if a talmudic person touched the water. The locher is tummy. The water becomes tummy. Because this is midiraisa, partially holds, that water could be makabel tumah midiraisa. So suffix midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. What about letame? If you have a suffix, you have now this water. You have a suffix, did the water touch truma or not? You have truma around there, kikra's bread there. You have a suffix, if the bread touched this water or not? That's the water could be matame something else. Is letame acherim tohor? Divere meya. Remeya's that suffix is tohor. Why is that suffix tohor? Because Remeya holds that mashkim midiraisa cannot be matame something else. So even if this bread touch the water, it's tor midiraisam. It's only us the midrabbanan. Midrabbanan, the mashke could be matama something else. So about the sonia suffix, in the rabbanan, Ramei goes the kula. This is the right that Ramei holds. Water, anytime water that's tome, it cannot be matama something else midiraisam. We'll soon see the pasuk for it. Rav Lez also says the same shita like that. The Chura Poshna means both dinim. That even though the mashka, the water, could be mekabel to the midiraisa, but even though it's tameh, it doesn't have a right to tameh something else. Rabbi Yehuda Raimeh, no. La'achol tameh. Rabbi Yehuda holds both ways the chumra. Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin could be mekabel to the midiraisa, and it could be metame something else midiraisa. So if you have a suffix, if this mashkin touched something else, that other thing is also tameh midiraisa, because suffix tameh is the chumra. And like Rashi, like, see, we're talking about suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yochid here. So suffix tumah b'rishus ha'yochid, the klal is its tummy. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Oimrim, they both say no. Li oichlin tumayim, li kelim toirim. Rabbi Yossi shita is what? That li oichlin tumayim. If you have a suffix, if this mashke touches other food, that's also midiraisa. This is Rabbi Yossi shita, that water could be metame other food midiraisa. Of the kelim toirim. This is masking Rabbi Yossi, that water does not have a koyach midiraisa to matama kelim. To matama kelim is only an avat tumah as matama kelim, and not this mashk, it's only a rishon tumah. It can't be matama. Rashi says, does a kelim turin, avulim nerdle sofik zeh be kelim, for going mashkin to meyim, shenish bechul lebeina kelim. You have tomatik of water that fell near kelim. Suffolk, no, the Suffolk, no, you have a Suffolk, if the water touched this keli or not, here is Torah. Why is it Torah? The Kasavri, Mashkin, Ein, Metamim, Kli, Elimid, Rabbonim, Enechnami. Water does not have a right to Metamim, Keli, Midi, Rice, only Midi, Rabbonim. The Asveikim, like Gozru. Therefore, since it's only a Suffolk, the Rabbonim will not Goizim. We have Yisrael, Rav Shimon, Darshe, Yitmo, Yitmo, Kev Yehuda, Omir, Kelim, Loi. The Alav Apirkin, Yitmo, Latamis, Eichlin, Oyenu, Latamis, Kelim, we'll soon see the Psukim. That he holds a posik that water could be matam as something else, but only oichlin, not kelim. But I call upon him, you see, good. We have Yaisi, he holds water could be matam a bosa midiraisa. So Rabbi Chanini was talking about that this bosa kotrim became tome from a mashker, it's taka tome midiraisa. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi told Dr. Ramea, you have the right for the Mishnah, you could burn truma Torah. The Mishnah is talking about both pieces of meat were tome midiraisa. Rav Meir learns no. Rav Meir learns that mashke midiraisa cannot be matama piece of meat. So Rav Chanina is talking about that the second piece of meat only became tameh because it touched water. So midiraisa, this piece of meat is tor. And still Rav Chanina says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to burn the two pieces of meat together. So you see, since the piece of meat is also teeth anyway, there's no more issa to be matamarit. So Rav Meir is very good. Rav Meir learns out from Rav Chanina, you're allowed to burn truma Torah with truma tameh on every Pesach, shor shishis, since it's awesome, they're born and teed it. Right. The more now, Stira. The silver of Leza, Mashkin, is Lutumab Yelam. We're saying now what? That Reb Leza, the Chenoy of Leza, I mean, Reb Leza was murdered to Reb Meir. That was that Mashkin is Mekabo Tumab Midiraisa, is just not Metam is something else Midiraisa. Is that true? We are tiny, we're going to Braisa. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Reb Leza himself said, Ain tuma la mashkin koliker. That water midiraisa is not makabel tuma at all. There's no din tuma at all by mashkin. Teida, bring your rai for this. Shrehei Yosef ben Yerezes Shreda. He said over an ages, he told over the rabbanon two dinim. One din he said over was al ayil kamsa dechein. Ayil kamsa, Rashi said, is a type of a chagav. That's a type of a grasshopper. That this is a third of the grasshopper. You're allowed to eat it. That's one eidus he said over. And the other eidus he said over was the almashkin base mitvachaya dechein, that the water in the base of Mikdash, by the place where they used to make the shechita, they used to shech the behemoth there, and they had the blood dripping down there, or else they had water there to clean off the blood, that water and that blood is not mekabel tumah. Dechein. Why is it not mekabel tumah? Because Rav Lezer holds that mashkin is not mekabel tumah midiraisa at all. It's only midirabbanan. And in the base of Mikdash, rabbanan weren't goyis of tumah. The Rashi says, "Be our mash second line in the second big line. Be our mashkin based with the chayim. Our mashkin shall based on mitzvah chayim shebazorim by the place they used to shech the animals in the base of Mikdash. Kagoyin had down the amayim. The blood and the water was there. Shein dochin. They're always tohor. Sheeinon mekablin tumah. They're not mekabel tumah. Even if a sheretz touches this water, it's not mekabel tumah. Alma, what do you see from here that Reb Lezer holds? Tumas mashkin drabonin. It's only mekabel tumah midrabonin." That the Rabbanim were not geyser in the base of Mikdash, not to be matamik kodeshim. The Drashi did yiraisa, hechi mos Rabbanim latarinu. If midiraisa, water is makabel tumah, how could the Rabbanim say, punkt in the base of Mikdash is not makabel tumah? Why not? The Rabbanim can't take away the rice of the Gedin. Elamites are right that this water midiraisa is tor anyway. It's only a din the Rabbanim that water is makabel tumah, or any mashkin. See, in the base of Mikdash, the Rabbanim weren't geyser tumah. So, of course, the stereo. You see, Reb Lezer holds here that the mashkin is not makabel tumah at all. So, how come before Reb Lezer said that he's maskim to Reb Neya? The Chena Reb Lezer Oima, that Reb Neya said that mashkin is makabel tumah. It's just not matama something else. So, it must be like this. Ho nichol ishmuel diyom adochem letame tumas acherim. Avo tumas atzmun yesh lem shapir. Hey, Shmuel learned that this is Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef ben Yehuda said of Eidus. He only meant to say the water in the base of Mikdash is not metama something else. But in itself is makabel tumah. Then it's very good. We have Lez also holds like that. That it's makabel tumah midiraisa. It's just not metama something else. Elu le Rav. But according to Rav Yoma, Dochein Mamish, that Rav Loim Shan, Rav Yosef ben Yoezer, that it's Torah legamri. It's not even makabel tumah. It's a ma'ikul ha'meimer. Then it's a steer in Rav Lezer. How could Reb Lezer say he's masking to Reb Neya that it is mekabel tumah? Here Reb Lezer holds like Reb Yosef ben Yehuezer, it's not mekabel tumah at all, mashke. And Reb Nachman Reb Yitzchok, achoda. That Reb Lezer says he holds like Reb Neya, he doesn't mean he holds like him altogether. He holds him just in one part of what he said. That Reb Neya said that mashke cannot be metam as something else, that he also holds from. The second part he holds from. So first of all, yes, that can be. Vo kidvarev komar. Kidvarov Mashra means like the few things that you said. But Reb Meir said two things. Reb Meir says that the Mashkin could be Makabel Tumah Midiraisa, just it can't be Matama something else. And Kidvarov Mashra, Mashkin to both the things you say. So how could you say Reb Lezer is only saying one? Vaita, Kidvarov Kama de Nefisha, Mashkin a few things he's Moyed to. Viyayid, Vo Vechen Ketoni. It's Mashkin Makor, Reb Lezer saying Vechen Hoy Reb Lezer Oimer. Reb Lezer saying the same halach as Reb Meir. The Markasha. This is the Kasha then. It's a Kasha. Reb Lezer himself holds water is not Makabel Tumah at all. So how come here Reb Lezer says he holds like Reb Meir? Reb Meir says the water could be Makabel Tumah. It's just that water can't be Matama something else. Gufa. Rav Omar Doche Mamish. Rav says that in the base of Mikdash, all the water there and all the dam there was not Makabel Tumah at all. Shmuel said no. The water and the blood in the base of Mikdash just can't be matam as something else. But if a sheretz touches the water or the dam, it itself could be mekabel tumah. That's what Shmuel learned. Rav says it's Torah mamish. Why? Rav holds that midiraisa water is never mekabel tumah. It's only midirabbanan that's mekabel tumah. The main of the svar is. V'chigazur Rabbanim b'mashkin di'alma, or b'mashkin the basement of Chayel Gozur. The Rabbanim would go is the tumah mashkin in other places, not in the base of Mikdash, but in the base of Mikdash, not to have too much tumah. The Rabbanim weren't go is the tumah in the base of Mikdash. That's Rav Svarim. Ushmul Amar Shmuel says no. Dochei meletame tumas acherim. I tell you, water just cannot be matama something else. Avo tumas atzmon yesh lehem. But water could be mekabel tumah midiraisa. Why? Kisavar Shmuel holds tumas mashkin atzmon diraisa. Midiraisa water could be mekabel tumah. So merely even in the base of Mikdash also, if a sheretz touched the dam or the water in the base of Mikdash, avada was mekabel tumah. Avol etami acherim derabbanim. But Shmuel holds that that water is matam, but something else, that's only midrabbonin. The mel of the svar is, v'chigaz, rabbonin v'mashkin d'yama. When did Rabbanu make Gzeira Mashkin, not in the base of Migdish, of the Mashkin, the base of Pechaya, but the water that was by the base of Shchiti, where they shechted the animals in the base of Migdish, like Gozer. The Rabbanu didn't want to make extra Tum in the base of Migdish, not to be most of Tum in the base of Migdish. Mela, v'chi like Gozer, Rabbanu le Tumu Yacherim, abo Tum Asatzman Yeshlem, but Tum Asatzman has, even in the base of Migdish, because that's Midiraisa. So that's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Omalei Rav Huner Bachinino Lebrei. Kiyarnas the kind with Rav Popo, when you go up to Rav Popo, I want you to ask him a kasha. Romile, ask him a kasha like this. Miyama Shmuel, dochim letame tumas acherim. Is it true that Shmuel said that you have such a thing like water, that water than any type of mashke, in itself is makabel tumma. Mashke in itself could be makabel tumma mediraisa. Yeah, abo tumas atzman, Miyama Shmuel, dochim letame tumas acherim. That even though it's matama itself, it can't be matama something else. But the water itself could be makabotuma. Just if the water touches something else, it can't be matama something else. Is that true? Kori can have a theory that in the pasuk in Vayikra. The pasuk in Vayikra says like this. They have boser, means boser kochim, a boser from a korbin. Asha yiga b'chol tomei. If this boser touches anything that's tomei, lo yoichel. You're not allowed to eat this boser. Mashma, any time the boser touches something that's tamei, automatically that tamei has to be matama the oichel. There's no such thing to say it itself is tamei, but it can't be matama something else. So if the kasha in this pasuk is mashkin, according to you, how could the pasuk say any time it touches something tamei, it's always tamei? No, you have mashkin. There's possible mashkin water that's tamei with the raisa. You Shmuel hold. Still, if the boss of kochim touches the water, it remains tor. It's a spirit for this pasuk. This pasuk says, "The yavos rashiga bechol tomei mashkin. Any tomei you touch, it has to be matamarit. Lo yoichel. So chutz the spirit to Shmuel. Over Rashiya b'reid Ravidi midi dehevi arevias bakodesh. I tell you, no. Anyway, this pasuk is lav dafka. This pasuk does not mean bechol tomei, any single tomei anyway. Because we know by kodeshim there's revi l'tumah. That's the last stage of tumah again. If a basa kachim touches a shlish l'tumah, it becomes revi l'tumah. Now revi l'tumah the pshat is it's tomei. Could it be matama something else? No, it doesn't go further. So either the pasuk says anytime you touch something that's tomei, it's matama you. So anyway, you have to say the pasuk is lav dafka. So once the pasuk is lav dafka doesn't include everything, it's not sure to say it doesn't include mashkin either. Mashkin is also different. Maskalor of Ashi, no? If I should know how to kasha on you, there's nothing excluded from this pasuk b'chol tamei. Ah, you're asking me a kasha from Revi Bakodesh. Revi Bakodesh lo yikri tamei. Hai yikri tamei. Lo yikri tamei. Or b'hai yikri tamei. Hey, it's Revi Bakodesh, we always know it's called posel. It's not called tamei. The assertion that tamei means that it can be matam is something else. Not like by truma. A truma of its full yam touches it, we say it's called posel. A truma that comes to shlishi, it's called posel. Because it can't be matama something else. The same thing by kochim, it's a revi l'tuma. A revi means that this basar is posel. But it can't be matama something else. So the posel is not talking about that. The posel is saying, b'chol davar, b'basar shiga b'chol tamei. It has to be something that's tamei. So a revi is called psul, not tamei. The posel is not talking about that. But here this mashkin, you're telling me now when a zav or a sheriff touches the mashkin, it's mekabel tumi mediraisa. You're telling me it's mamish tumi. If it's mamish tumi, I have a theory from this pasuk. So kasha, masalechnami. This pasuk is a little bit of a kasha on Shmuel. And echnami, Shmuel himself would have to say the pasuk is lav davka. It doesn't mean every single tumi. But the other one has to be kasha, it's a little kasha on you. The pasuk is mashma, everything. Toshima, come on, bring another raya. The pasuk says, v'chol mashke asha yishoseh. Any type of water that you drink, the whole kli yitma. If any type of mashke is drinkable, if it touches the kli, the whole kli yitma. And any type of a kli, it's matama the kli. So poshta means it's tamadika mashke. If it touches kalim, it's matama the kalim. To see claw, water, mashkim could be matama something else. And the Gemara know, my yitma heksher. That's what the water says here, yitma, it's matama something else, doesn't mean it's mamish matama the keli. It just means it's machshe the keli, lekabel tumma. Like we know, any oichel or any keli cannot be makabel tumma from a sheretz unless first water went on the keli. So the pasuk is talking about hilkos heksher, that water first has to go upon the keli, then it could be makabel tumma later. but not that water is mamish matam of the kelim. Tomorrow, if hechsher mereisha the kruah shamat lei, the beginning of that pasuk is talking about hechsher kelim. The pasuk says mikol oichol asher yochal. It says at the beginning of the pasuk that water could be machshir a kelim lekabel tuma. That first you have to have some water go on the kelim before it could be mekabel tuma. Now the Gemara, that's not shver. You need two psukim. Chad betlushim, v'chad v'mechuborim. One is telling you water that's tolish means water in a bucket of water that you already took the water out of the well. That's called water that's tlushim. If you throw this water on a keli, it's machshir keli. V'chad v'mechuborim. One is if you take a keli and throw it into the mayan, into the well, that well is also machshir. Utsrichi, I talk any both psukim. If I'd only hear the Chiddush by Tlushim, Mishum Diach Shevinu. I tell you, since you took this water out of the well, you're master of the water. You took it out of the well in the Keli, so that's Choshev of water to you. That water could be Master a Keli Mekabel Tumum. Avo Mechaborim. But if the water is still inside the well, you never used the water yet. That's not such Choshev of water. Maybe such water cannot be Master of the Keli. Therefore, I need to psukim. Emelai. V'itonim mechuborim. The pasuk we only say mechuborim. Well water mishum dekani b'duchtayu. Chashivi. I have a different svarim. Maybe well water is very chashiv water because it was never touched. I'll say a svar poof I can. Since it's always staying in its place, that's chashiv water. So I take a keli and put it inside the well. Then that well is mashes keli lekabel tumah. But maybe if I have water in a bucket, since I was tolish it, it's not so chashiv anymore. Maybe that water can't be mashim. Avotlushim emaloi tzricha. That's where I need two psukim. So Bela, there's no raya here that water that's tamei could be matam of something else. Toshma, bring another raya. The pasuk says, "Ach mayin obor mikvah, mayim yitor." That if you have water in the mayin in a well and in a mikvah, that's water mayim yitor. We dash in mayitor. What does it mean? Tor mitumasoi. It means mitumasoi.
Is the teretz was Rashi saying? I'm thinking.
You ain't mayin obor yitor. The ashmin and hoylo mechuborim ninu. Loi metame es tlushin.
Okay.
But the shmina and the hoyel and the chubor nino, since the same nachidish what? Ach mayin obor yitor. And since this water is still in the well, it was not tolish yet, that's why it's not metame something else. Nino, loi metame. It's a diik, ha tlushin. Master, once the water was uprooted from the well, mekablim tumah, it is mekabal tumah. Hey, the pasuk saying only well water is tor. Mashmalo, once you take the water out of the well, then the water could be mekabel tumah. It's a kashan rav. Rav holds that midrash, the water is not mekabel tumah at all. Here the apostle just says, ach mayin obor mikvah, mayim yator. Mashmalo, the water is tor only when it's in the well water. When it came out, no. That's the Gemara, no. Mayi yator mitumasai. Shrash yator mitumasai means, vachikomo, in yavoy atomi b'mayim, if a tomatic person goes inside a well, Ubor mikvah mayim yator, that the person becomes tor. Hayo v'toval, since he was toval who? Shuvim le'metar relate. Yeah, so mele, since he was toval, that's why it's tor. Of Enoch Nam, it's not talking about that the water itself could be mekabel tumah or not. Maybe the water can be mekabel tumah no matter what. Here it's just saying, if you go inside, the mikvah it's metar you. For the Gemara now, Tlushim mimashirin, you want to tell me now the pasuk before is talking about that water that you took out of the well in a bucket, if it goes on a keli, it's machshir keli lekabel tumah. Solution, water that's tolish, taken out of its place, could be machshir, could go on a keli, and machshir kabel tumah. I've only objected with Rav Chanina. Mashkin beis mitzvah chaya. The water you have going through the beis hamikdash, loy dayin shein dochin, not only is the water itself tor, it's not mekabel tumah, ela shein machshirin. You should know this water is not even machshir something else. Why not? True, it's tolish, this water was taken out of the well, and you threw it on the floor to base of Igdash, but it's water. You just got for the same solution, water that's tolish could also be machshir. So how could you say now, water in the base of Igdash is not machshir? And the Gemara, Tir Gemar al Dam, Enoch Nam, he doesn't mean it on both waters in the base of Igdash. He only means it on Dam. The blood that's in the base of Igdash, that blood is not machshir kabel tumah. Why not? The young Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Amr Yechanan, Minayin Ladam Kodeshim. How do I know that Dam that comes out of a Bosa Kodeshim comes out of a Korban? Shein on Machshir. Even though Dam usually is cold like water, and water falls upon an Eichel or upon Keli is Machshir, the blood of the Korban is not Machshir. Why? Shinem, the Apostle says like this, Al Oris Tishmechenu Kamayim. We say when Yeshechti is talking about, not by Kodeshim, by regular Behemoth, the water is spilled on the floor. So that's the pasuk to say that dam is like water. So just like water is machshir, hu adin dam is machshir. But what type of dam? Dam shenish b'kamayim. Only like a regular behema yeshech, the water you can spill on the floor. Such dam has a din like mayim. Machshir. Mashenkin dam. Sheinam nishba kamayim. Mashenkin dam of kodeshim. When yeshech